Good afternoon, Family First. Nina speaking.
Hey, Nina, it's Felisa calling. I don't understand why it was out of range. Do you think maybe it was my GPS was lagging on my phone? Because we didn't have power and no internet. Do you think it could have just been lagging?
It's actually showing a clock out at near St. Luke's Hospital. That's where the clock out picked up at.
When yesterday?
Yep, last night. Mm-hmm. Near West Village.
At what
Street.
Time?
This was at, 1 second. This was when the shift ended. At 10:09 p.m.
That's so weird, because I was at the, I had Cassie at the doctor's appointment yesterday there for blood work, but I guess the GPS lagged. I don't know.
At night. This is 10:09 at night.
Yeah, I clocked out from home. But I was there earlier in the day.
That's not what the GPS is showing.
Yeah, I don't know why it's doing that. I just updated my phone.
That's that visit from yesterday and a visit from Monday was the only two I see this week.
Where was Monday's?
Monday, it shows, let me just look at the clock in. Monday, it shows a clock in off of Cunningham Lane and McConley Road.
Oh, that was coming home from the doctor. I had her at the doctor.
So that clock in at 2:02, that's where it picked up at.
Mm-hmm.
The clock out was perfect on the spot. See, when you clock in and out of range and it's not at the service location, it red flags our system.
Well, but I thought that it wouldn't matter if I had her at the doctor. That's what they told me.
No, we would prefer if she had a doctor's appointment during the scheduled time that your schedule starts, you need to clock in a half an hour or hour prior.
Oh, her doctors are 2 hours away sometimes.
Then you should clock, if you guys live together or you have to go to her house to pick her up, to take her to the doctor, then you need to clock in earlier.
Yeah, I don't know why that happened last night. I don't understand that at all. Because at 10 o'clock, I'm at home. She lives with me, so I don't understand. But, like, I cannot lose 2 weeks of pay. I can't lose any more pay. I can't.
Yeah, that's where it's showing you at. Showing you at last night.
Yeah, we left. She was at the urgent care, too. But we were, that's where it had a lag from me being there because I used my GPS.
So, question, why didn't you just clock out when you guys got back to the house? That's where the problem is going to occur. Because the insurance...
I did clock out at my house. Is what I'm telling you. I think the GPS was lagging. Because when I clocked out, it was circling and circling and circling and circling and circling and circling and circling.
When that happens,
but
you need to reset your phone.
Okay. Because I was at the house last night. Because that's the thing, like, I work Cassie's for those hours, too, and then my daughter has hours, and I clock in at 10 p.m. on HHA at 10 p.m., and hers was linked right to the address.
Yeah, so we're going to need a timesheet for Monday and yesterday's shift. Just going forward, if the GPS just keeps circling, that means you need to repower off your phone and power it back up and then go back on there and attempt to clock in or out.
Yeah, I didn't even notice because it just said clock out, accept it.
And no, it's going to accept it on your end, but on our end, it's going to flag our system, depending on the actual location, if it's not at the service location.
Right.
Okay, so just going forward, just keep in mind, if you guys have something to do when the shift starts, you need to clock in a lot earlier just so it won't flag the system.
But I can't do that because I work my daughter's hours too. So I'll just have to clock in later and it will have to be adjusted.
So, nope, you will just have to, if you clock in later, then you have to clock out later because we can't adjust the clock in time.
All right, I'll figure it out. Maybe what I'll do is just for that day change the hours.
Yeah.
That's the only thing I can really do.
Mm-hmm.
Because yeah,
so
it's like a constant roundabout here between Cassie and my daughter. It's like it's always something.
Gotcha. Yeah, so just try to send over Jose a timesheet for the 2nd and the 8th.
Okay. And then do you know when I will be paid for those other hours? Because I really need to be paid for those other hours.
Let me see. Last week.
It was last week and the week before. Or not last pay. It was the pay before and the pay before.
Reach out to Jose.
All right.
The 26th through the 29th. Yeah, reach out to Jose.
Because I texted him and he never texted back. I tried to call him, but he didn't answer, so.
You have his, I texted you his supervisor's name and number, too. Did you contact the supervisor?
No, but I will.
And then in 7411. That's his supervisor.
Okay.
Okay.
So you said I need timesheets for 2 days.
Yep, Monday and yesterday.
Monday and yesterday. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. You take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Okay.